This is Community Close-Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guest on today's program is Barbara Webster. Barbara is with Quilt Trails of Western North Carolina, a project dedicated to continuing the traditions and heritage of our area and hopefully give a boost to the area's economy. Barbara, welcome. You recently held a workshop. How did that turn out?
We had a really great turnout at our painter's workshop last week. Over 30 people came to learn how to paint the blocks. And it was bad weather that night, and we know that there were a lot of people who wanted to come who couldn't come. And so I wanted to let everybody know we're going to have another workshop on Saturday, February the 9th at 10:30. And this workshop will be held at the facility where we are painting the blocks, which is the Habitat for Humanity Manufacturing Facility at Mountain Heritage High School. So you just go to the high school and you turn left at the guardhouse and go around the back of the school and just keep going straight, and that road will literally dead end in front of the building. So that'll be 10:30 on Saturday morning, February the 9th. It'll probably still be cold, and we tell everybody to wear a coat because the facility isn't real warm. But at least it'll be sunshine, and hopefully the weather won't be a factor. We're just getting a really wonderful response from everywhere. People really are embracing the project, and the artists are embracing the project and starting to make some really wonderful quilt-related items. The local businesses are enjoying the project, and the traveling public is really enjoying it as well. We get a lot of phone calls from tourists wanting to come and take a tour to see all the blocks. We know that there's a big demand, and we're trying to get these blocks up as fast as we can go, and the more people we have painting, the faster they can go up.
So you need painters and painters and more painters.
That's right, but we also need writers. Every one of these blocks that goes up has a story behind it, and we need writers to help us capture those stories and get them written. Those stories go on to the pin cards that we sell. We sell pins of all the blocks, and there's an abbreviated story on that card, and then the long story goes up on the Internet. Ultimately, we'd like to be publishing a book that has long stories with even more pictures.
Have you got a story for us today?
I do have a story for you today. And the story I want to tell you today is about the block that is on the Subway sandwich shop on the east side of Burnsville. The building on which this block resides is the closest building in town to the old train depot, and the street that runs in front of the building is called Depot Street. Trains played a major part in Burnsville's early history, moving timber and minerals out to markets and occasionally bringing in passengers. The train tracks came to Burnsville in 1912. By 1913, tracks were extended to Pensacola, Murchison, and they were originally started in Micahville. The Clinchfield Railroad came to own the Black Mountain Railroad, which is what it was called originally, and continued to own it for 42 years. On April the 1st, 1955, the Black Mountain Railroad ceased to exist and became the Yancey Railroad, a purchase made possible when local citizens paid the Clinchfield $22,000 for their trackage, bridges, and the 1910 constructed Burnsville Depot. Lumberman Bill Banks became the Yancey Railroad's first president, the youngest railroad president in the United States. He was then 33. He was behind the effort to save the railroad, recognizing that the Burnsville community would be hit hard with the loss of jobs without it. The tracks for the Yancey Railroad were damaged and many completely washed away by the severe flooding in 1977. And sadly today, no trains serve Burnsville, and the Burnsville train depot has been torn down. So the block that we put on the building is called Railroad Crossing to help preserve the memory of the trains that once served the town. The block is a good example of how we pick the blocks. We very carefully choose the blocks so that the name of the block can help trigger some history or a story about the person that's putting the block up, or perhaps the site where the block is going. We want people to understand that they can also put up a block from a family quilt. Maybe a mother or a grandmother has made a quilt that means a lot to the family, so we can draft a block from a family quilt and put that up if that would be appropriate to help tell the family story.
Barbara, if someone wants to get information about your project or help you with painting or whatever, what's the phone number to call?
Please call us at 682-7331.
And your next workshop will be when?
Saturday, February the 9th at 10:30 a.m. at the Mountain Heritage High School Habitat for Humanity facility.
Thank you, Barbara Webster. With Quilt Trails of Western North Carolina, we'll be talking with you again soon. For Community Close-Up, I'm Steve Murphy.